A lot of trust in the backfield, and he felt that was the right call at that time, and it actually worked. You know, guys up front opened up the hole, and it was pretty cool because they was kind of backed off, and you know, and we just made some plays.
Has the ball surprised you? Did you know he was capable of these many explosive plays?
Nah, I won't say surprised me. I've seen him in the past. I played against him a couple of times, and he's always find a way to make plays. If it's on the ground or it's in the air or for special teams, you know, he's really giving us some spark. I mean, shoot, without Sproles, I mean, we'd be in some trouble, to be honest. We really would. I think that's why we're a team. You know, when guys are struggling, he's picking everybody up.
Is it good to be called a comeback team, or is that dangerous?
I don't know. You know, but I will say this. I will say it's actually good to come back and win. Because every game's not going to be, you know, great. We're not going to do everything right, and there's going to be times where we need to come back. I think those are championship teams, teams that kind of fight at the end and they win. Now, every game shouldn't be like that, and we don't plan to, but we need to have that fight and to get back on point sometimes.
When Hartley hit that field goal and you realize they called the timeout and he's got to go back out there again, what's going through your mind?
I mean, we do this all the time with special teams and in practice, you know, and he's a confident kicker, and he's pretty good, you know. So I was like, hey, do it again, and he did it again.
We saw you on the sideline going crazy after Sproles scored the touchdown. I mean, do you mind, you know, maybe having some carries taken away?
Man, to be honest, I mean, he's helping me out. Like I said, without Sproles, we would be in some trouble. You know, I need to get my thing together. I feel like I'm not playing to my level that I should be playing at. And tonight, where I had a average, above average game, where he came and carried us again. And two things, is like, it's good to have that because when you get that type of tension from the defense, you know, other guys are making plays, and he's doing that, you know. So I don't mind it at all. And another thing is I don't feel as tired or as beat up. You know, I had about 20 carries, maybe like two passes. I didn't have too many touches, you know, just enough to be effective.
And so what's Sproles doing that you as a running back can only appreciate?
Just I think the yak yards, being in the right positions to make plays. You know, something that we kind of do that's special is making guys miss. A guy that's not accounted for, he's there, and you make him miss or different pass routes. You know, he beat the guy on that route. We go over and over and over every week, and it worked. You know, so stuff that other backs can't do. You know, that's something that you can't disrespect the guy go out there and just do. You can't. I think we're dangerous. You know, we're mixing different things in. I think the last screen we had to him, I went the opposite way, and he came in motion. And it was crazy because they called a timeout. If you notice, they called a timeout first because they were, like, trying to figure out where to go. And then we did it again. And then moving at that fast tempo was really hard to kind of, you know, pinpoint a game plan for it. You know, I think it's special to have us there together. I'm happy. I'm excited. Because now, you know, there's different things you could do with it. You know, and Chip, knowing him, he got his stuff to a science. He's going to figure to do this and do this next week, to, you know, different packages. So it's going to work out.
What does it mean to get these back-to-back home for bye
wins? It feels good, man. It feels good to win. You know, the great thing about winning is if you don't play well or if things don't go right, you know, to have the attitude to fight to win. That's what it's all about. You know, that's what we're doing every game. Fighting, clawing to win. Now we're gonna have them blowouts. That's waiting to happen. Hopefully next week. You know, but if you gotta win like this, we gotta win like this.
And so you said you can play better. Nick says he can play better. Jeremy says he can play better. You guys are 2-0, and all those guys said they can play better. How high can this team go? What do you guys do?
Really high. I think it starts with me. I gotta get it going. I gotta be the guy to get it going. So we can suck up them guys and throw the ball deep, and everybody can make the plays. I mean, that's something I take personally, and it starts with me. And that's how I see it. I think if we all play on another level, we'll be a way better team. It says a lot about us not playing on that elite level and still winning these games. Where if we're hitting all cylinders, I mean, sky's the limit for this team. Let alone the defense is playing excellent.
We're out. Sorry.